When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Season 5.
Here we go.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are
Steel Magnolias.
The strength of steel with the grace of a magnolia. We are here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South. And we've got plenty of room at our table. So pull up a chair. We are back at the table after a very nice end of year break, holiday break, December break, kind of on into January, kind of a sabbatical of sorts, but it felt really good to step away from the mics and enjoy everything that December brings for celebrating and what we have,
yes,
you know, to celebrate, what we can look back and celebrate, and what we're looking forward to. I read this quote last night in a prayer book, so it's fresh on my mind, but it said, creation happens when the spirit gives life to a barren place. I read that slow, but good. I want that to sink in. Creation happens when the spirit gives life to a barren place. Isn't that rich?
It's so good. And I'm thinking about just when the Holy Spirit does breathe on something, how it causes just an excitement feeling often.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just that you have a peaceful feeling. It's not always a stirring to move.
Yeah.
But I have often felt like a stirring to move when there's something that, because you get excited.
Yeah, for sure. It's just a natural.
Yeah.
You can't not really get excited.
I know. And that has happened for us in the stepping away of just needing that, you know, put things aside, take a deep breath. You know, some things were starting to feel just repetitive. And
there was a hamster wheel happening.
Yeah.
Yes. And I know all podcasters can attest to that, yeah, feeling, too, that you really lose some of the passion of why you're doing it in the first place when you feel that rut of,
you haven't even gotten to fully savor one thing till you've already got a deadline of the next thing.
Yes.
And it can be a lot.
Yes.
So, and I know just in an example of that, of how the Spirit does that, I know I'm late to the game, but I'm restarted from the beginning, The Chosen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And there's scenes in that where I feel like when there's something that impacts me through the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm,
I find myself on the edge of the couch sometimes instead of like settled in.
Even though these are Bible stories that you already know how they go.
I know how it's coming most of the time, but I'm on the edge of my seat because I'm then like, I get to go be the hands and feet of Jesus, and it could be so awesome,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, that's an example of some media, The Chosen is what you were just referring to, that is exciting for people of the Christian faith because it's really well done and they're just...
It's life-giving instead of life-draining.
Yes.
And in our break, I've watched more media than I'm used to watching. And boy, there's some darkness.
Well,
rampant.
That was what I was actually going to bring up next. That's a passion point for me. If there is one thing I'm sure of, it's that the media and entertainment that we have access to is for the most part also a barren place. And
yeah, or the fruit that is coming out isn't good fruit.
Yeah. I mean, a dark place of content that can really torment our minds or take our thoughts away from the good that That's we can right. walk in. You know, I mean, you don't have to be like terrified watching some sort of thriller or listening to something that, you know, is gore to also be in a dark place. Dark place could be, you know, you're just completely off track thinking through maybe it's too much time spent on wealth. Thinking through wealth.
So true.
Or do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I just, yeah, I just wanted to
sort of just stock market. I mean, it can be anything. If you're right. putting too much time into thinking about something,
yeah,
it can rob you of what is happening and what God wants to do in the moment.
Yes. So in the break, I was like, okay, what is the plan for this podcast? And I really, you know, there's day by day, week by week, we're still very open to what this show and what our company is to be. But I will give my yes to creating uplifting conversations that speak life into the podcast airwaves. And hence, here we are at our fifth season.
That's pretty amazing.
Our seasons, because there's not really a particular format that the podcast industry does for what is a season. We do our seasons like 1 year at a time. So this is our fifth year, fifth season. And I have some statistics for you because I like this kind of stuff. But there are currently around 3 to 4 million podcasts out there. That's according to a site called Listen Notes. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh.
And according to another site called, or a couple of sites, Amplify and Pod News, 44% of the podcasts have less than 3 episodes.
Oh, well then those should be taken down. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I kind of wish there was like a cycling out of old, or
I'm sure you
sort
do
of
kind of fall to the bottom of the barrel in the sense of if there's been no activity.
Yeah.
Cuz new activity matters all the time.
All the time. All those algorithms. So, only 720,000 podcasts have more than 10 episodes.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're talking about people
dwindling that have, out even more.
They've at least put 10 episodes up. But of those 720,000 podcasts,
our pool's smaller.
Only 156,000 are releasing a weekly episode.
Okay, so that's our pool.
Yes, exactly. Forget 3 or 4 million. Our class is 156,000.
Which is still pretty huge, but they're not all, I mean, that's all over the gamut.
Yeah. And I don't know. For me, I've really been fighting the comparison lately of some of these big celebrities that, even ones I like, but they're launching a podcast.
You're not mad at them. You're just like, seriously? You, of course, already have a huge following.
Yeah. So even if it's somebody I like, I know that there's only so many hours in the day. So some of our listeners, even to this show, might go, oh, someone's
going to try this
gotta,
one instead.
Yeah. All you got to do is scroll down to the bottom of your podcast app that you're listening in right now to see other shows you might like, and all the famous people are there. So anyway, I've been trying to fight off that, but thinking through also that, you know, they might not ever make it beyond 10 episodes, right?
That's right.
Who knows if they're going to be around for another year. Also, look, I will mention this. This is these are more crazy stats. So we started this in 2018, and there were 197,000 new podcasts that came out the year that we launched in 2018.
Okay.
The next year, that figure jumped to 316,000.
Okay.
That seemed significant, but then everybody knows what's coming in 2020. That brought more than 1 million new podcast shows.
Isn't that crazy? That makes me feel good that we were on the early side.
It does. It does. So this was also a crazy one. 75% of all podcasters discontinue their show within 12 months of starting.
I'm actually not surprised by that one. I mean, I know that's a huge amount. 3 out of every 4.
That's worse than the restaurant industry. Like, I've always thought like the restaurant industry is like the worst in terms of success rates. It must be the hardest industry to be in.
But no, it's actually podcasting.
I looked up, I was like, what is the restaurant industry statistics, it's 1 in 3 won't survive. So 2 out of 3
their first
do
year.
Survive their first okay. year. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So this is 3 out of 4. Mm-hmm. That's way worse.
All well, right. So here we are.
We're still at it, y'all.
We're in the small pool that are releasing weekly shows after many years. And why did we start this show?
You know, I think there's a whole bunch of reasons. And isn't that just like God, too? I feel yeah. like when he does something, we think we know it's like for this reason. And then you start realizing, Andy did that. Andy yeah. did that.
He
Andy
does,
did
that. He likes layers.
So I think our initial discussions of doing a podcast, we've shared this a number of times. So many people were moving to the region.
Yeah.
That we've in the state and the town
yes.
that we've called home for yes. so long that we were like, oh, wow, we see the exciting side of that, but we don't want it to be different.
Right.
Well, that's inevitable. It's going to be different. So get over that, Lainey. But
and Laura Beth, we were in essence white knuckling our culture that we wanted to preserve. And
yes.
a lot of times I still do that.
Absolutely. So. And grieve things that aren't anymore. Yeah.
So if that's you, welcome. You are in really good company here. If that's happening in your town or you're in our town and experiencing that as well. But yeah,
so I think that was one of the yeah. things. Because we're trying to be realistic of like, well, what can we do to mm-hmm. try and maintain culture? Mm-hmm. You know, you have one child, so we can try and train him up. And that's hopefully he's going to be a little world changer. But we wanted some more influence.
Yeah.
Just right. one.
One Southern gentleman coming right up. Yeah.
Anyhow. I mean, I think there's a number of things. I'll say for me, had been working as a massage therapist for 20 years mm-hmm. and love it. Love that I get to literally put my hands on people and make them feel well.
Yeah.
Like that's amazing.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm working in silence or quiet.
Yeah.
And I have a communication degree.
And a very bubbly personality
very
that
bubbly
loves
personality.
To talk.
And so I was just missing some of the avenue of communicating
yeah.
more than just what I was doing in the massage room.
Right.
So I think that was one of the things for me as I was looking for an outlet of like,
yeah,
what do I do
yeah.
to feel fulfilled in that way?
Yeah. Yeah. And in 2018, when we started, I had a just then 1-year-old. So my first and still only child, and really, really like was very adamant about once I have a child, I'm not going back to work. Like I knew that for sure. But then in that.
And I'm going to say this because you probably wouldn't. She had a very good, thriving marketing career. And so she had gotten a lot of fulfillment from work. I think it wasn't. I'm not saying anything, but it's not like you just like showed up, punched a clock, left.
Yeah.
Like you were really had a career that was built. So to step away from it
was a
pretty big deal.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people think that it was a bigger deal than I think it was. I mean, I was ready for change. So
okay.
it was good to do that. But in that, a year removed from work, I really was ready to do something with my hands, create something mm-hmm. or put my mind towards something beyond breastfeeding. So it just really felt like, okay, maybe I can have the, you know, headspace to now figure something like this out and figure it out. We had to, because we didn't have any experience in this.
Yeah. And there's many aspects of it I still don't.
Well, I'll talk about more of that in a minute. But yeah, there were even other reasons.
Yeah. I felt like, and I think this is pretty natural. I don't have to go into the weeds of all of it, but life transitions can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
And with your getting married, moving, even though it wasn't far away.
2 miles driveway to driveway.
2 miles away. But it was a big change in the sense of I'm not splitting the bills with you anymore.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
you know, like a whole lot of loss for
mm-hmm.
me
mm-hmm.
and there's I think a lot of misunderstandings around a lot of conversations and just a lot of tension in our relationship in that season. And I think one of the things that God did, and his many layers, was give us something to team on again.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That we weren't...
We already loved Southern culture, so that was a
yeah.
easy thing for us to put.
In a project where we're both on the same side looking yeah. in instead yeah. of at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, we are looking at each other even literally right now, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I think there was
yeah.
Many things he did. But
right. And podcasts, we could tell, were on the rise.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not like saying, you know, we had the vision to see that they'd be at 3 or 4 million, but who yeah. who could have? Well, maybe somebody is out there saying they saw this trend. But we knew we were enjoying consuming podcasts
right.
in 2018. And so we were like, well, that's a good format, because we weren't bloggers,
right.
so writing wasn't the format that we were.
We can carry our own a little
yeah.
with writing, but it's not like that's our main outlet.
Hadn't produced, you said you had a communications degree, but we hadn't produced anything in terms of like television shows or radio shows
right.
or anything that you'd think would just lead right into something like this. We weren't influencers, and I'm pretty sure we're still not, but that's okay.
Once in a while, I know we have been, but it's not in the grand scale.
We just had enough gumption, really, to give this a shot. So
we do have gumption, and we got it honest from our mother.
That's true, who's very entrepreneurial. But I haven't ever done so much self-teaching in my life as I have in creating this show. So
literally every aspect. Like, we're literally talking from how to do the audio to how to start the LLC, like
yeah.
the whole thing.
In fact, if you are wondering if you should start your own podcast, because there may be somebody out there that's like, oh my gosh, I've had it on my dream board, or I've talked about it with friends and I keep saying, I think I've got an idea for a show. If you are wondering, should you start a podcast, I'll share a link to a presentation I did for alumni of the University of Tennessee, which is where I attended school. That just throws out some questions of things to consider and starts to walk you through a little bit of how to get started. So it won't get you all the way to like launching your show, but it's a good like
prep to think through
yes,
some things.
Yes.
Like, are you really ready to tackle this?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Well,
go Big Orange.
Yes. Go Vols.
Well, there's several different measures you could use really to determine what makes a successful podcast. One
True.
Is that the show has a really thriving listener community around it.
Mm.
The listeners are really the life force of a show.
Well, now that's true.
So that's where all y'all come in, and as I like to say, all y'all. And it's not a mild request. I mean, these next asks are going to be really vital and will be the hinge on the shape and life expectancy of the show. So we need you to share the show with your friends. I know we make this ask every once in a while, but it really is simple. Copy the link of your favorite episode or the newest episode or an episode that stood out to you. So link that.
Tell your people.
Yeah,
just
to give it a listen.
Yeah.
Send it in a text. Put it on social media. However you want to do that. It's really easy to share on Facebook. We post about a new episode every Tuesday. We do that on Instagram as well. So you could just put us in your stories. You can text your friends about the show. And even if you find yourself out and about and you're at a place that we've talked about on the show, put that in.
Yeah, tag us if you've...
Yeah, tag us that you're, you know, if you're at the Kentucky Derby, it might make me jealous, but tag us there.
We don't care. We'll take the jealousy. And
I'm teasing.
And you enjoying Southern culture.
That's
just
right.
want to see you enjoying it. Leave us a review. That's also, I would say, number two on whatever podcast app you listen to. It's really straightforward. Just whatever app you're already in, if that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Stitcher or on and on and on, within the app there, look to see if there's like a star system, or just leave a review there. It can be just one sentence. And people look at
or
that
several,
stuff.
Or several, because I read them and I love seeing when it's...
Well, I do
but
too.
But yeah, it just really needs to be short.
But we haven't had a review since October on Apple Podcasts, which is the biggest platform. So we need some fresh high fives.
Yes, we do.
And thirdly, consider financially supporting us. So this year we are moving away from our Patreon set up, and we have just a straightforward support you can do right through our website. It goes through Square, and you'll see it also on any of the things that we post on Instagram and Facebook in terms of how you can support us. So,
That's so helpful because, you know, there's lots of things to cover. And if you're getting life from our life-giving conversations, we hope you'll support us.
Yes, you can do it one time, monthly, however often you feel led to give. And so that's 1, 2, and 3. You get a gold star for helping us stay afloat. Now, Lainey, what are we doing this season?
Oh, I have so many fun ideas, some of which are on the calendar, some of which are still, you know, a little dreamy, a little bit in the dream section. But today we're going to release an episode to share about a little day trip we took to Decatur, Alabama.
You can find that right now.
Yeah.
It came out today just like this one did. So
we have the really amazing Antique and Garden Show here in Nashville coming up in February, and we're going to be there with a special guest, or we won't go into all that, but it's going to be quite fun.
Tune in for that episode.
That's coming. Going to head down to the Mississippi Delta again.
Yes, that's in the spring.
So that'll be really fun, and I'll just leave, since I'm not sure about some of the other things, we'll let them float for now.
Okay.
And we have some really foundational episodes that are in the vault that we want to re-release. Things that, again, you know, we want to make sure new listeners get to hear some of the foundational things. So we'll re-release a few. And we would even like to have some meetups or casual live interviews as well. I think that would be really fun.
That would be so fun. And if we can do it smaller scale, then we'll actually get some talk time with so many of y'all. Because we had a great live event in October, but we didn't really get to chat very long with anybody that we were really wanting to. So a smaller or more intimate gathering could even be fun. Well, you have your marching orders. Go share our show. Go enjoy the first topic outside of this one that we've released this week. And enjoy season 5 with us.
Peace be with y'all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.